Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Awesome Talk. Today we are pleased to have with us in our studio author Adrienne Cunningham, and she's going to talk about her book, her debut book, Real Bitches Don't Fold. Okay, Adrienne, we want to welcome you to Author Talk, and how are you today?
Hello, I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Okay. So I've been trying to get you on here. So I finally got you. So how did you come up with the premise for your book?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. It's going in and out for some reason.
Oh, okay. How did you come up with your book?
Did you say title?
No. How did you come up? What motivated you to write this book? How about that?
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear. It's like going in and out. That book, it just, I guess just situations that I've experienced and friends and families have experienced just with, you know, bad relationships. And trying to come to grips with it, trying to find, you know, the respect that maybe the person you were with tried to take from you. Just trying to love yourself. Sometimes, you know, you get in situations where you just get so wrapped up in another person that you kind of lose yourself. And, you know, I just thought that a lot of women and or men could relate to a book like that.
Okay, your lead character is Rebecca Sloan.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give us a little bit of information about Rebecca?
Yes, I'll give you a little bit about her. Rebecca's a young, you know, black, hardworking mother, and basically she doesn't really have family of her own. Like, her mother passed away, she doesn't have any brothers and sisters, so basically the people that she relies on would just be her boyfriend, Derek, and she has a best friend, Celinda. She's never had any other boyfriend other than Derek. Like, she's dated him all throughout school. He's pretty much all she knows. And he's, you know, abusive and real neglectful of her. And she's gotten to the point where she feels like, you know, well, that's obviously what she deserves because that's how he treats her. And it's like, no matter what she tries to do to please him in, you know, different forms or fashions, you know, it's always something that he says that she does wrong. And, you know, she's pretty much settled with it. Like, she just accepts that for, you know, a pretty good portion. But luckily, you know, she has a best friend, and she has, you know, or later on, without giving too much information, you know, she's able to find, you know, different venues, different ways to cope her life. She also has a son, too, that she has to consider. So it's a story about, you know, a young woman who is falling, but she, you know, tries to pick herself back up. And she does have help along the way.
Okay. So domestic violence is basically the basis for your book?
Somewhat. I mean, it's not totally the whole thing, but, I mean, it plays a pretty good part of it, yes.
Okay. And Rebecca probably has low self-esteem because he's the first guy she's ever dated, and she never stepped out to meet somebody else, so she's kind of comfortable in that relationship.
Yeah, that's all she knows. That's the only person, you know, she's ever been with, so he is all she knows. She doesn't know anything else. She's, you know, I guess secure in her own little, it may be twisted and messed up, but, I mean, she's secure in her own little, you know, area. and, you know, she, but like I said, I mean, she does have a friend that continually is just like, you know, Becca, if you just look at this, or, you know, just think about this or think about that. And she's just like, you know, I'm afraid to, you know, make a change because, again, you know, that's all she knows. And, you know, he has her convinced that, you know, well, you can't, you're not going to do any better. Nobody else is going to do that. Or, you know, you're not going anywhere. Or, you know, and she just, for a portion of the book, you know, that's, she just figures, yeah, well, I'm just going to deal with it. I mean, I don't know anybody else. I'm not, haven't been anywhere else. This is the father of my child. You know, I'm trying to keep what little family I do have together, you know, so. But, it, yeah, it's messed up, but I feel like there's a lot of people, I mean, I've been in those type of situations, and there's a lot of people that can probably relate to that, or maybe they're going through that, or know someone who's been in that type of situation.
Okay. And I like how you talk about her and her friend, the Linda.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And at least she's got somebody to talk to, because I think that makes it a lot easier for anybody when they're going through something that tragic. They need a person to talk to.
Exactly. I know there may be some people, you know, out there listening or just in general that feel like they don't have anybody to talk to, or if they were to try to bring up something like that, they just, well, why do you put up with it? Or, yeah, right, that's not what's happening. Or, you know, I don't ever see that when I see y'all together, or, you know, so they don't have that outlet. So, yeah, so Linda plays a really good role in the book overall, is, you know, being that backbone, that support that Rebecca really needs.
Okay. So now you got your book. So now is Rebecca your favorite character in the book?
That's a question no one's ever asked me that. I think she... I don't really think, honestly, I know I wrote it, but she's not really my favorite character, I have to say. No,
okay.
I'm really, I would probably say it's a tie between Felix and Celinda being my favorite.
Okay. And I kind of understand why you say that, too. All right. Now, do you have your book with you tonight?
No, I don't have it with me. But were you going to ask me to read something from it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can look up an excerpt. I have it on my Nook. I don't have it right in front of me. But if you want to ask me another question while I'm looking that up,
yeah,
I'll be more than happy to do that for you.
Okay, so your book takes place in Atlanta, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
When you stepped away, I couldn't hear you. So now, is Rebecca a working woman? Does she work?
Yeah, she has a job. She works at just a Pepsi Cola factory, just a regular everyday factory job, nothing too fancy.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted the readers to hear a little bit about your book so that they can go out and buy it. And you can get her book on Amazon. Are you on Nook?
Yes, ma'am.
On Nook. And please, if you're listening, please celebrate Adrian by purchasing her book.
Okay, your background's kind of going in and out, but I do have an excerpt.
Okay.
I don't know what just went. Hold on just a second. As soon as I got to it. Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. Okay.
It reads, can I ask you a question, Derek? I was almost afraid because I didn't want to initiate an argument. Sure, baby, he said with hesitation. I cleared my throat. Why are you ready for marriage now? I mean, no, I'm ready. I was just wondering why now all of a sudden. Are you ready? I moved far to the edge of the bed just in case.
Okay, if somebody has a TV on, please turn it off because it's blocking the Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I didn't know. I know I don't have anything on, so I didn't know what was going on in there.
Got one on. You can tell when you're broadcasting somebody has one on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'll start back from the beginning. It says, can I ask you a question, Derek? I was almost afraid because I didn't want to initiate an argument. Okay, sure, baby, he said with hesitation. I cleared my throat. Why are you ready for marriage now? I mean, you know I'm ready. I was just wondering why now all of a sudden are you ready? I moved far to the edge of the bed just in case Derek decided to jump me. Why are you so jumpy, baby? He smiled. I thought I already told you the answer to that question. What, you think I'm lying or something? You down me or something? I could see the old familiar Derek resurfacing, and that's what I was afraid of. No, baby, I whispered. I was just wondering. Wondering what? He stood to his feet and balled his fist. Damn, woman, why you always got to question me all the damn time? Either you're going to accept what I said or you not, but I'm not going to stand here and listen to this bullshit. I felt my body begin to shiver. I wasn't trying to make you upset, Derek. I slowly eased my way up from the bed. Where are you going? He grabbed my arm. See, that's what I'm talking about. Every time I try to be a good man, you want to start with the questions and shit. He raised his arm to hit me, but I dodged the swat. Everything was going so well, and now Derek was back to his abusive yet normal self. Why did I continue to let this man use and abuse me? I'm sorry, baby, I cried out. I won't ask you anything else. Let's just continue to have a good time with each other. Let's not argue. Nah, man, he stated with rage in his eyes. You're not satisfied until I snap on you, and then you run off and call your homegirl. Baby, that's not true, I lied. I'm with you now because I want to be, and I love you. Yeah, he raised his hand back up. You're not happy until I hit you. Is that what you want? I shook my head no because I was afraid to speak. Speak to me, damn it. He grabbed my neck with both hands and began to squeeze. I guess you can't talk now, ha, ha, ha. I own you, remember that. And when you stop questioning me and disrespecting me, everything will be just fine. And that's an excerpt from the book.
Okay. I like that because it gives you an insight into their relationship.
Yeah. It's a little messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a bully. That's for sure. Definitely a bully.
Definitely. And it gets worse before it gets better.
Oh, I believe it. How long did it take you to write this book?
Oh, gosh. To be honest, I first started working on this book back in, like, 2004. That's when I first got inspired to start it. And at first, it was just kind of like a little short story thing. And over time, you know, I let different people in my family or friends read it, and they're like, you know, you need to expand that, go into more depth with it. Because, I mean, I have, like, poem in the front of it, and then I have one at the end. And they were just like, you know, you need to really go in more depth, you know, with the characters and stuff. So I'd start on it, and then I put it down, and start on it and put it down. And just as time kept going and going, I was like, you know, I'm just going to sit down here and get this thing together. And luckily when I was introduced online with Raquel Williams, she's the CEO of Black Destiny Publications, and we're now merged with Leo Sullivan. But, you know, she was able to give me a chance, and, you know, this is my second book, and I'm appreciative of the opportunity. But, yeah, this book has been kind of like my baby. I've just been working on it for the past probably 10 years, and I'm so glad I finally got the chance to get it out there.
Okay. It's been a work. And I like it. Work in progress, huh?
Progress.
I like the way you develop your characters, too. So you say you started in 2004.
Yeah.
So now how do you write? Do you write on the computer? I have actually some authors that actually sit down and write on a piece of paper and then transfer it to the computer. So how do you write?
And that's what I do.
Okay.
That's what I do. Like, I may not write the whole entire book, you know, on a notepad, but for the most part, I do. I don't know. It just comes easier to me, like, if I write it down, you know, and then I might erase something or, you know, I'll make notations and then I'll transfer it to a computer. But originally, like, I'm doing a part two to this book, actually. So I'm starting on that, and I'm writing it down, notebook, writing it down.
Okay. So now do you do an outline form or you just write freestyle?
It starts off with the outline, but mainly when I know where I'm going with the book, like after I write down, you know, pretty much how I want it to go, I'll freestyle pretty much from there. So I just jot down, you know, certain things, and then I'll just go from there with it.
Okay. And you got some callers tonight, so let's see. Caller 804, do you want to talk to Adrian?
Yes.
I know who that is. Stacy.
Hi, this is Stacy Thomas. Under the same publishing company with Adrian, I just want to say I'm proud of her, and I love her book.
Thank you, Stacy.
You're welcome.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Call 404. Who's calling? Hello?
Hello.
I'm still listening. Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Raquel. I'm just calling Adrian. I'm on the line just to support her.
Okay, you know, Raquel, you know you're always welcome on this show, so you know that.
What is this?
Yes.
What is this? Oh, you sound different tonight. I didn't know this was your show.
You didn't? It's me.
You just sound different tonight. Okay, because Adrian put the number in my inbox, so I didn't see the ad. Okay, I know. I'm just calling to support her, just to let her know I'm proud of her.
Okay.
And stuff.
Thanks,
Steph, I gotta inbox you too. I'm trying to get somebody else on your show, so I'll inbox you, though.
Okay, inbox me, and we'll how we do, so there's no problem.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Okay. Okay. So Adrian, you say you're writing part two. So when do you think part two will be out?
I'm not for sure on that. I'm not going to put that out there,
you're
but
not
I'm working on it right. Yeah, we're not going to rush it, but I'm working on it right now.
All right, I like that. I like that idea. So now you got that working. Do you have any other books in mind that you want to write besides, you know, part two?
Well, I have another book that's already, it's already available on Amazon, Reckless Intentions, and then I'm also working on it's a nonfiction. So it's, the title's kind of, I got to work on the title, but basically it's some short stories that I'm going to put in one book, and it's from actual, you know, real life people situations, just sort, and I'm not using their actual names, it's like an anonymous type of thing, but I do have permission to use the stories, and I know everybody's going to like it. I mean, it's got Just for example, one of the stories involves a woman that wakes up in a mental hospital, and she can't remember why she's in there, just for starters. And it's a real story. She has no idea. She's trying to figure out why she's there. And, yeah. And another one involves a person reflecting on their youth and domestic violence situations with their mother. I mean, it's just, you know, different stories. They're all real life, and I think everybody will like those.
Okay. Now, are you thinking about collaborating with another author?
I would love to. In particular, I don't have a specific person, but, I mean, if someone would like to collab with me, they can feel free to inbox me and, you know, let me know what type of genre or, you know, topics they might want to work on. I'm absolutely open to that.
Okay. So I can tell that you're not locking yourself into one genre. So,
no.
So what would be a genre that you have not wrote yet that you would like to write?
I would say maybe horror, mystery would be something, because I love scary movies, horror flicks. So that's something I've never done, but, I mean, it would be definitely outside of my box, but I wouldn't, you know, shy away from it. And sci-fi, I don't even know if I could get that deep into it. I mean, if I worked with somebody that was experienced in that genre, perhaps, because I wouldn't even know where to begin with that.
Okay. Both of those fields are really wide open for African-American writers. They're kind of breaking out. More people are getting one there. So we got that. Now, are you doing a lot of book signings?
No.
Okay.
I need to do that. The area where I live in, like, I went to two different libraries. Like, I'm in Kentucky, the area that I'm in, Oak Grove, Kentucky, which most people probably never even heard of, and Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Not to try to be, you know, negative or rude or anything, but I don't know if it's because of the, you know, the titles that I have or the genre that I have, but, you know, it's like you go in there and say, you know, well, I'd like to get my book put, you know, in the library, blah, 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 and then they kind of just give you the runaround. So I might have to venture off. I'm also close to, like, Clarksville, and they're kind of like the same way, but I'm definitely trying to go to some book fairs like the Harlem Book Fair and Papaya, you know, Papaya's sister Lit, she's having one in Washington, D.C. to try to get, you know, some book signings and some more exposure. But the area that I'm in, it's interesting. They're not, I don't know if it's, I mean, I just don't want to try to be negative, but it's not due to a lack of not trying. It's just, you know, I don't know if it's the titles or what's going on, but it's just a lot of back and forth, like, you know, call me at this time, then you go down there and try to meet with them, and then they're like, we're rescheduled, or such and such isn't here, and, you know, I don't know. But I definitely
I was stationed in Kentucky, and it's really hard up there, so I can understand why you're having problems.
Yeah. Were you near, like, a Fort Knox area or Fort Campbell?
Fort Knox.
Yeah, I got a lot of family in Fort Knox, so I already know, I know where you're going. I already know.
I just laughed. That is not a place I would recommend African-Americans to go. That's all I got to say.
I already know. Not nowadays anyway, especially because it's tough.
It
not discouraging. You still got to get out there and do your thing, but, I mean, you have to be very cautious because, yeah, it's rough. Definitely.
I mean, but with you being in, you having your book on Nook, you cannot get Barnes & Noble to let you do a book signing in their store?
Actually, the closest Barnes & Noble would probably be Nashville, and it's probably about 45 minutes to an hour away. We do have a book for a million in Clarksville, and actually, I'm supposed to be going back up there with next week, actually, to talk to them to see if I could actually do a book signing with them, and that's in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Okay.
So I'm kind of like borderline Kentucky, Tennessee. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't have a Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
I wish we did, but we don't.
I know, because I was going to say that would be good for you to do a book signing, but then you're going to the Harlem Book next year.
Yeah. This year, yeah.
Because I know Raquel goes, so I know you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, she definitely goes. Then she also said they're supposed to have something in Memphis, and that's, I'm like 3 hours away from there, so that'd be pretty close for me.
Yeah, somebody did say that on Facebook that they were going to do one in Memphis. I haven't seen any follow-up, but I did see that they were talking about it.
Yeah, it's all about location. I mean, you have to venture out, but I'm glad at least you know how certain parts of Kentucky operate, because
mm-hmm.
not everybody's aware, you know.
A lot of people aren't unless you actually go there, you know. My husband requested Hawaii, and we got Fort Knox, Kentucky. So that was disastrous.
Wow.
Big.
I bet.
That was not where I wanted to go. If you could say something to our listeners tonight, what would you say to them?
As far as if they were writing or just...
Yeah, writing. That would be a good subject.
I would just say if you're passionate about your craft, go for it. Believe in yourself. Don't be discouraged. Get your work out there because as a writer, you should want, you know, to touch readers and leave a positive, maybe even a negative, you know, not negative, but, have a positive impact on their life. And, you know, you never know. The book that you're writing may be just what they needed because you never know how much your work's going to help them. So get it out there. Don't just let it sit on the shelf and collect dust. You know, get your work out there. You'll make some money, but also, you know, you'll touch people. And then, you know, that's what it's all about for me. I like to, you know, leave a message, let people know that, maybe I was able to understand your situation and hopefully I was able to help you, you know, to make a positive change in your life.
Okay. I like that. All right. And, Adrian, you've been on the show, so when you write your next book, you give me, inbox me, and you can come on the show again because now you're family,
you.
So you're welcome. I want to thank Adrian. I'm not hanging up with her right now, but we do have, this Sunday, we're going to have Clever Black, and he's going to be here on here at 3:30 on Sunday. So join Oscar Talk on Sunday with Clever Black. I want to thank Adrian. And Adrian Cunningham, I want to thank Raquel Williams for being with us today and for supporting her. Stacey Thomas was here. We want to thank her for calling in. And I want to thank Deidre Huey for being in the chat room. So thank you all for listening tonight. This is Author Talk, and I will put this in your inbox for you, Adrian. And everybody have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night.